looks to me like Senator Fitzgerald wants to ram this bill through the Senate without making the kinds of changes that would result in making it a truly responsible piece of legislation. I mean, the Senate had a chance. The Assembly wrote a bill written by the company, for the company. The Senate had a chance to write a bill that addressed some of the same issues of predictability and certainty while making sure that it represented the public interest. It looks to me like Senator Fitzgerald once again sold the Capitol to special interests.
Have you been informed if the hearing in Platteville is canceled?
There is no. I just found out that he's disbanded the committee. I mean, you all have to ask him why he created a committee that he was going to disband.
Is the mining bill dead?
The mining bill dead? I think they're going to have a hard time getting thoughtful Republicans. And there are a few. I think they're going to have a real hard time getting several thoughtful Republicans in the state Senate to agree with this radical assault on the legislative process. It's interesting. I remember years ago when Senator Feingold was sitting on a bill. And so what the Senate eventually did is, after a great deal of time, they introduced a new bill and sent it to a different committee, and then the bill passed. Senator Kedzie hasn't even had a chance to look at the issue. He has been taking the time to thoughtfully consider the subjects. I just spent 2 hours with Senator Kedzie listening to some legitimate concerns about that issue, and they apparently don't care about doing this in a thoughtful way. This is a simple sellout to this mining company. It's not fair to the people who live in northern Wisconsin. Northern Wisconsin citizens want a responsible bill. They want a responsible process. And when you look at the issue of in lieu of taxes, they don't like this bill. They would prefer a different way to assure that communities are given the same certainty in tax revenues as the company is seeking in timelines. And so I'm stunned beyond belief.
By they? Who do you mean by they?
They mean local government officials.
No, they don't care about doing it in a thoughtful way.
The Republicans, very clearly.
All of them?
Well, the Republican leadership. The question is, you have to ask Senator, well, the public really was hopeful that the Senate was going to look at it this differently. The Assembly, there were a few kingmakers who sat behind closed doors, wrote a bill that primarily was written by and for this company, and then rammed it through the Assembly. The public was truly hopeful that the Senate would write a bill the way Wisconsin government works, by thoughtfully listening, by making constructive changes. I have been committed to a responsible piece of legislation.
Do you think any Democrats would support the Assembly version of the bill in the Senate?
I can't. I don't know. I don't think citizens are going to support the Republican version. It's not. It is a bad bill. It isn't a responsible bill. It is unrealistic. It is unfair to the taxpayers. It weakens environmental standards. All of which is not necessary to come up with a bill that provides predictability and certainty in the process. This company has been seeking a predictable and certain process in the regulatory process so that it doesn't end forever. Yet out of that 186 pages, it is full of items that weaken environmental standards, that limit public voice. Representative Honadell was complaining today that he couldn't figure out who came up with the idea that we should create a new tax in order to help taxpayers in northern Wisconsin. I'll tell you who came up with the idea. The local governments and the taxpayers of northern Wisconsin who looked to Minnesota and said Minnesota's got the right model. Minnesota does it right, and we can write a law that's very similar to Minnesota's to do this in a responsible way. They want to lessen the public voice. They can get the votes through here. They can ram this thing through the Joint Committee on Finance on a 12-4 vote and say, by God, this is great. But I don't know how they get it out of the Senate.
Someone suggested to me just a few moments ago that it wasn't a coincidence that this decision to pull the plug on the Senate committee occurred on the same day WMC was lobbying in the building.
I don't have a clue. I don't have a clue, but it's clear it wasn't a rational decision. It wasn't done in the interest of the citizens, and it is interesting that it is on the year anniversary in which they were trying to ram the collective bargaining bill through this legislature. They didn't learn any lessons from that. The public will be outraged about the conduct of Senator Fitzgerald and others who don't seem to regard people who have a different point of view than he does. I want a responsible bill. I will produce a responsible bill that responds to the company's desire for predictability and certainty. But it won't be good enough because it won't be the company's bill.
Was it the issue of the production, the inclusion of a production tax? Do you think that you indicated that Mark Monadell was
complaining? I think it was the contested case. And it's interesting. These Republican lawmakers don't like the fact that the public ought to be able to have the same right to have legal proceedings on a 1,000-foot hole as they do for a landfill. This will turn out, if this bill were to pass the way they want it, citizens will have a chance to have contested case for all kinds of other permits in the state of Wisconsin, including a landfill, but they won't be able to do it for a 1,000-foot hole in the ground. Pretty hard to defend that behavior, that policy.
Thanks, Senator. Thank
you. Where are you at there?
I'm confident we're going to pass a mining bill in Wisconsin. It's clean technology. We need the resources and we need the jobs in northern Wisconsin. And the Assembly put forward a very reasonable, responsible bill that I think we're going to hear some really positive things from the DNR, that they feel that a lot of what they've done is appropriate and environment and friendly to the environment. I think we're going to hear some good news about that.
You think you can get 17 people in your house?
Well, I'm hoping it's not a partisan issue because Senator Jout, for instance, represents that area. Senator Holmgren abuts that area. We are in desperate need of jobs in that area. This would be a huge shot in the arm to that part of our state.
How about your members, your 17 members? Can you get all 17 of them for
Well, that is the question, isn't it? You know, the question is, we'll never have a perfect bill, and we can always amend a bill to if we find things that need to be done differently. But the considerations that the Assembly went through, the public hearings, the work with environmentalists, the work with the DNR, the work with all sorts of different people show that we could have a responsible approach toward mining. If you look at Michigan and Minnesota, Iowa, they have this kind of mining, and it's clean technology. We are leading the country in this kind of technology with Caterpillar. So if you put the myths aside about, let's look at our goals. Our goals are to create jobs, especially in that part of the state, to develop our natural resources, and to be responsible to the environment. Those three goals will be met in the Assembly's bill.
What happened procedurally here? Because, I mean, there's been talk for months about we're going to have this special committee that's going to take a deliberate look at it, and this came as a surprise.
Yes, because it was hoped, well, we have, the focus is on jobs and job creation, and has been from the get-go. The Senate took off on a different path, which was good. They've done a lot of the homework that we need to make sure that the bill we pass is the one we want to have passed. So I'm sure there'll be some changes made. I think that's a good thing. The point is, we're at the point we've got to decide, are we going to go or no go? And so we think the Assembly has passed a good bill. Let's look at that bill and let's build on it versus starting from scratch. The Kedzie bill was never the Senate position. We never even saw it. And so Neil Kedzie is a very responsible state senator. He's very knowledgeable in these areas. So the work that he's done will help us in our deliberation to get a bill out that meets the challenges of good tech, clean technology jobs, and being user-friendly to the environment.
Could you support an amendment that would, for example, put contested case hearings back into a final bill?
It's my understanding that there are other ways to get to what the contested case initiative would get to. You can do it without the. You can do it in other ways. So I think we should pass it as close as we can to the Assembly bill, and the Assembly did not have that provision in it. But we have to be responsible, and we have to have all options available, but you don't have to put it in the bill that you will do it. There are other ways to do it.
Thank you, Senator. Mm-hmm.